And a pleasant good evening to you from the DeWitt Gymnasium on a cold day in early November. The Dort College Defenders and AIB Eagles getting set for this non-conference test. The Dort College Defenders come into today's contest 2-1, while the AIB Eagles are 1-3 thus far in four tests. This is the continuation of a busy homestand for the Dort College Defenders. They are coming off a win over the Grandview Vikings from this past Saturday. The busyness continues as the Dort College Defenders will be facing Peru State on Thursday and will be home with Midland in Great Plains Athletic Conference basketball action this coming Saturday. Had the opportunity to sit down and visit with Coach Craig Steensma earlier today, talk about today's contest, and here's what the coach had to say. Let's talk with Coach Craig Steensma as the Dort College Defenders get set to take on the AIB Eagles in non-conference basketball play. And Coach, the start of a busy week for your team, coming off a win over Grandview at home on Saturday. Tell me about that game, first of all. Saw the box score, had the reports from the people who were covering the ball game. Sounded like you did a lot of things well, just unable to put Grandview away till the closing moments.
Right, I thought we had really good energy, and we rebounded well, and we ran the floor well. We had too many turnovers, we didn't shoot very well, but I think effort at the end of it was huge for us, and that helped us to win the game.
AIB, the opponent this evening, the matchup with AIB, what do they have that could give you some problems?
Well, they have quickness, and they have quick guards that like to attack, and they put their head down and go at you. So, we noticed, and they played Briar Cliff to a six-point game at Briar Cliff. They really attacked well, and they attacked hard for 40 minutes. So, we'll have to be able to do a job defensively to have a chance to win. Otherwise, they'll shoot a lot of free throws, and we won't be able to defend that very well.
They're a team that has struggled with turnovers. Is that self-inflicted, or is that something opponents have done to them?
Well, I played Morningside and Briar Cliff, so that's been part of it for them is just kind of that suffocating, trapping defense that those two teams play. That's been part of it. But we'll find out tonight. We're going to make sure that we make them handle it and see if we can force them into some turnovers.
Your team, you've played a lot of people so far this season, a lot of minutes. Is that something that we're going to see throughout the course of the year where you're playing a lot of people?
Yeah, it could be. We could play 10 or 11 people. And if everybody works really hard in practice and gives us energy, anybody that can give us defense and energy is capable for playing for us right now as a young team. And we may settle more into a little bit of a rotation as we get into the conference play. But for right now, we want to give a lot of different people looks and see what they can do on the floor in game situations.
Two games this week before conference play on Saturday. What do you want to see from your team?
Well, we want to get ready for conference play, and we want to enjoy being at home. And we just want to continue to develop chemistry, especially in our half-court offense.
Listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Let's pause now for our national anthem. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Let's take a look at our starting lineups for tonight's contest. Let's begin with the AIB Eagles. Number 3, Jessica Davis. She's a 5'7 senior from Las Vegas, Nevada. She's averaging 10.3 points per contest. Mary Mack is a 5'7 senior. And we've got to get some things taken care of before we go any further. Mary Max, a 5'7 senior from Glendale, Arizona, averaging 5.5 points per contest. Jelana Webb is a 5'7 sophomore from Park Forest, Illinois, averaging 9.3 points per contest. Number 15 is Alexis Burkhartsmeyer, a 5'4 junior guard from Las Cruces, New Mexico, averaging 12 points per game. And Shelby Cooper is a 5'9 junior from Des Moines, Iowa, averaging 7.8 points per game. AIB is coached by Courtney Boyd. For the Door College Defenders, they'll start number 4, Kim Cruz, a 5'7 sophomore from Hull, Iowa, averaging 9 points per game. Number 5 is Alyssa Palam, a 5'7 freshman from Rock Valley, Iowa, averaging 7.3 points per outing. Emily Newman's a 5'11 junior from Maplewood, Minnesota, averaging 9 points per game. Number 22 is Abby Chapman, a 5'9 junior from Arvada, Colorado, averaging 22.7 points per contest. And rounding out the starting lineup for the Dort College Defenders, it'll be Micah Hulst, a 6'3 junior from Byron Center, Michigan, averaging 8.7 points per game. Dort College is coached by Craig Steensma. He is assisted by Nick Miller, Bo Bohr, and Matt Vandekamp. Let's take a break and be back with the starting lineup with the opening tip right after this. Opening tip controlled by the Dort College Defenders. Dort College with the basketball. And the Dort College Defenders throw it away as Kim Cruz throws it into the arms of a defensive player. AIB with the basketball. We're scoreless, just underway. Glad to have you along with me. With it is Jelena Webb. Webb gets the return pass over to Mack. Mack with it on the right wing. Mack over to Burkhartsmeyer. Burkhartsmeyer with the basketball. Burkhartsmeyer passes it off to Mary Mack. Mack in the left corner. Her shot is good. Three-point basket by Mary Mack, and the Dort College Defenders trail 3-0. 3-0 our score, and we've got a foul underneath called against the AIB Eagles. It'll be Dort College basketball. Corner three-pointer by Abby Chapman, no good, and the Dort College Defenders get their long rebound, comes out to Kim Cruz. Cruz with the basketball, and Kim Cruz gets the three-point bucket, and the Dort College Defenders knot it up at 3-3. 3-3 our score with the basketball. AIB, our first tie of the contest. Kim Cruz, they pass it off to Alexis Burkhartsmeyer. Burkhartsmeyer with the basketball. Burkhartsmeyer gives it off to Webb. Webb with the ball. Webb with it on the left wing. Webb has it on the left wing, gets it away to Mack. Mack down to the baseline, puts it up, shot is blocked. Loose basketball, taken away by Kim Cruz. Cruz with the basketball, long pass into the front court and threw it away. Dort College, a couple of turnovers early. And the Dort College Defenders and AIB Eagles tied up 3-3 with 18:35 left to go in the first half. So the Dort College Defenders get the basketball back, forcing a turnover of their own. Coming back the other way is Kim Cruz. Cruz right side, Paloma. Paloma down into the corner, Chapman. Chapman sets, fires three, too strong, no good. Rebound taken away by AIB. AIB with the basketball. And the AIB Eagles bringing it back the other way. Eagles with it. They get it over to Burkhartsmeyer. Burkhartsmeyer with the basketball. Burkhartsmeyer picks up her dribble. She's the leading scorer for the AIB Eagles, and the Dort College Defenders force a turnover as AIB gives it right back to Dort College. Paloma will bring the basketball up. Alyssa Paloma, freshman from Rock Valley, drives with the right hand. Kick out pass over to Chapman. Chapman with it deep in the right corner. Chapman around the horn they go. Comes back over to Cruz. Cruz, three, no good. Rebound long, taken down by AIB, coming away with it. It's Taylor Burdett. Burdett into the ballgame moments ago. She picked up a foul. And now a foul called on the other end. Foul's going to go on Dort College. And that foul's called on Dort College's Abby Chapman. Chapman whistled for the personal, her first. AIB with the basketball. Eagles will throw it in, and the ball's turned over. Dort College gets it back. Kim Cruz got into the passing lane, tapped it away. The AIB Eagles tried to recover, and the ball ends up out of bounds. Last touch by AIB. York College basketball, AIB in a 1-3-1 zone defense. Paloma, lob pass down low to Holst. Holst kick out Chapman. Chapman on the drive, her 10-footer in the lane off the heel, no good. And the rebound is cleared out by Jessica Davis. Davis with the basketball quickly up the floor. Stops, hands it off right side, and another turnover. We have had a slew of turnovers already in this contest. And the North College defenders will get the basketball back. Bringing it up is Paloma. 17:05 left to play, first half. Chapman down to the baseline, feeds it into the middle of the lane for Holst. It's tapped and controlled by AIB. AIB basketball, scoop shot, and a foul called. The blocking foul called on Alyssa Paloma. Paloma whistled for foul number one. Team foul number one against the North College defenders. Beg your pardon, team foul number two called on the defenders. And going to the free throw line to shoot two will be Webb for AIB. Busy week for the defenders. Volleyball team is on the road tomorrow evening at Midland. Women's basketball back at home to face Peru State on Thursday. GPAC basketball on Saturday for both the Dort College men and women. Second free throw is up and through, so a pair of made free throws by Webb. And the Dort College defenders come back the other way. With the basketball, they go over to Kim Cruz. Cruz with it on the left elbow. Cruz gives it up, Chapman. Chapman with it, left side over to Newman. Newman sets up, fires a three, off the side iron, no good. Rebound taken away by Paloma. Paloma floats it up, it's up on the rim, no good. Rebound taken down by Kim Cruz, and Cruz will reset the offense. Kim Cruz passes back over to Paloma. Paloma tries to thread the needle. It's taken away by the post player, Taylor Burdett. Burdett forces the steal. Coming up with it is Davis. Davis on the left wing. Davis comes back out to Webb. Webb will set the offense against man-for-man pressure by Dort College. Down to the baseline, AIB with the basketball. They give it up to Davis. Davis passes right back over to Burkhartsmeyer. Burkhartsmeyer with the basketball. Nine to shoot for AIB. Three-pointer on the way by AIB. No good. Weak side rebound taken away by Abby Chapman. Chapman passes it to Paloma. Paloma tries to feed it cross-court over to Cruz, and Cruz loses it. And now Kim Cruz is called for a foul in the backcourt. Kim Cruz whistled for the personal foul. That's foul number one on her. Paloma, Newman, and Chapman check into the ballgame. Check out. Blount, Manis, and Engbers check in for Dort College. This is KDCR Sioux Center, Iowa, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. 5-3 our score. AIB basketball, this is Jelena Webb. Webb passes it to Ariel Hunter. Ariel Hunter gives it up to Webb, and Webb is called for double dribble. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Dort College with the basketball. Right side baseline jumper by Manis from 15 feet is good. Tegan Manis with a two-point bucket. She ties it up at 5-5. Manis, a freshman from California. Knots the score at 5. We have our second tie of the basketball game. AIB basketball, Burdett. Burdett back over to Webb. Webb with the ball. 13 seconds on the shot clock. Now 10. Pass into the lane. Taken away by Micah Holst. And Micah Holst is whistled for traveling. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Robin Blount down to the baseline. She feeds it opposite side over to Michael Holst. Michael Holst has it off of her fingertips. And with 15:01 remaining, AIB has the basketball. We're tied up 5-5. That's left to go in the first half. AIB basketball, Shelby Cooper. Cooper with it, gives it off to Jelena Webb. Webb to Hunter. Hunter right side to Cooper. Cooper cut off on the play, back over to Hunter, and Hunter is called for 3 seconds in the lane. 5-5 our score. So Dort College gets it back. Dort College with the basketball. Cruz. Cruz passes over to Manis. Manis feeds it down low to Blount. Blount over to Cruz. Cruz to Angbers. Angbers lets fly with the three from the wing. No good. Rebound taken away by AIB. Coming up with it is Burkhartsmeyer. Burkhartsmeyer gives it off to Webb. Webb's shot no good. And the rebound is cleared out by Manis. No. She taps it away and it's out of bounds. No, we have a foul called on Robin Blount. Robin Blount whistled for the personal foul. And for Robin, the junior from the Twin Cities, she's called for her first personal of the night. AIB basketball. Shelby Cooper inbounds. She gets it to Webb. Webb back over to Cooper. Cooper lobs it down low for Burdett. Burdett off of the glass. No good. Rebound taken away by Cruz. Cruz with the basketball. Cruz gives it off Angbers. Angbers right wing. Blount. Blount to the free throw line. Back over to Cruz. Cruz down to the baseline. She drives into the lane. Kick out past Manis. Manis three on the way. Missed it. No good. Rebound Shady Yeager. Taps it. Controlled by Cruz in the corner. Kim Cruz reverses it over to Blount. And the ball goes out of bounds. Last touch by Dort College. It'll be AIB basketball. Dort College struggling with turnovers here this evening. Timeout on the floor, charged to AIB. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. 5-5 our score, 13:46 remaining. First half of play, back with more in a moment. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. AIB basketball as we resume play after the timeout. Both teams struggling with turnovers here early. 15 turnovers combined between the two teams, I am told. AIB basketball, cross-court pass, and there's number 16. Steal by Blount. Layup with the left hand, made it. Two-point basket for Robin Blount. The turnover, the steal, and the lay-in. And the Dort College defenders take the lead at 7-5. 13:20 remaining, first half. AIB basketball. Eagles have it. This is Cooper. Cooper passes it back out front to Webb. Webb with the basketball. She feeds it down low. Backing her way in is Hunter. Hunter back to Webb. Webb with it in the backcourt, and she's called for an over and back violation. AIB came into the ballgame averaging, I believe, 29 turnovers per contest. And they're on pace for that here tonight. They've got 9 already. We're barely 7 minutes into this contest. Robin Blount posting up. Her shot no good. Fight for the rebound, and it's cleared out by AIB. Coming up with it is Webb. Webb into the front court. Webb feeds it off left side over to Cooper. Cooper back to Webb. Webb right side back to Burkhartsmeyer. Burkhartsmeyer three, off the mark, no good. Rebound tapped and goes into the corner, and a foul called on the rebound against the Dort College defenders. That foul will go on Shea DeJager. DeJager whistled for the personal. That's foul number one on her. Chapman will check into the ballgame. Checking out of the contest is Kim Cruz. Five team fouls on the defenders, one thus far on AIB, so Dort College one more foul to give before AIB's in the bonus. Webb with the basketball, she passes right side, goes into the corner with the ball, is Jones. Jones loses it, Blount tries to shovel it away, and the Dort College defenders unable to maintain possession of it. It goes out of bounds, last touched by Dort College, it'll be AIB basketball. No change of possession there, so no reset on the shot clock. Cassidy Bredebo checks into the contest. So AIB will inbound the basketball. Underneath the layup to Ariel Hunter. Hunter with a two-point bucket, and we're tied up 7-7. 7-7 our score. Right side pass goes over to Abby Chapman. Chapman comes back over to Manis. Manis to Blount. Blount inside to Bredevoet. Ball's down on the ball, ground. Jump ball alternating possession. It will be AIB basketball. Well, we've got a number change. Hoping that doesn't cause many problems with our stat crew. Alyssa Palama checks in now as number 15 rather than number 5. Evidently some blood on her number 5 jersey. AIB basketball, Jessica Davis. Davis passes it over to Webb. Webb in between the circles. Webb with the basketball. She's got her on the left side. Picks up her dribble. She passes it back over to Jones. Jones down to the baseline. No good. Rebound Hunter, no good. Rebound controlled by Robin Blount. Blount hot foots it into the front court. She's got it on the right side over to Engbers. Engbers with the basketball on the right wing. Goes underneath to Blount. Blount puts it up, blocked. Rebound cleared out by AIB. Eagles coming back the other way with the basketball in a hurry. Jessica Davis. Davis to Webb. Webb into the corner. Three-pointer up and good. Three-point basket for Shelby Cooper. Cooper with a three-point bucket, and the North College defenders trail 10-7. 10-7 our score. Engbers passes out front. Chapman. Chapman with the ball back over to Engbers. Long three on the way from the wing. Missed it. No good. And a rebound. And a foul called on Hunter for AIB. Ariel Hunter will be called for the personal. Her first. Team foul number two. North College will inbound the basketball. Left side of the lane as we face the hoop. So AIB on defense. North College will inbound. Throwing the ball in is Abby Chapman. Chapman throws it in over the top. Gets it to Engbers. Engbers with it on the wing. Engbers looking down low for Vredeboot. Instead comes back over to Chapman. Abby Chapman left side over to Newman. Newman with the basketball. Newman comes back over to Vredeboot. Vredeboot outside Newman. Newman dribbles in. Two players around her. Forces it up. Shot no good by Newman. Rebound controlled by AIB. Eagles basketball. Webb. Webb long pass into the front court. She goes to Burkhartsmeyer. Burkhartsmeyer over the basketball, back over to Webb. Round the horn they go. Left side three on the way by Davis. Got it. Just a two, they say. I thought she was behind the three-point line. Instead, her feet were on the three-point ring. A two-point bucket, and AIB leads it 12-7. 12-7 our score. Back with more after this. This is North College Basketball on KDCR. Listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from Team Realty of Sioux Center, providing excellent real estate services to the area. Whether buying or selling, put the team to work for you on the World Wide Web at teamrealtysc.com or at the office, 712-722-4472. Brian Grunewake is a broker by the Van England Hovind Insurance Agency of Orange City. They do one thing, insurance. Rod DeBoer is an agent. 712-737-6000. And by Proactive Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab. Services provided by Julie Ahrens and Steve Hovind, serving the needs of children through senior citizens. 722-1902 is the number to call to be proactive. This is KDCR Sioux Center, Iowa, 88.5 FM. North College basketball, Paloma crosses over to the left elbow, pull up from 12, short, no good. And the rebound is controlled by AIB. AIB over the basketball. Eagles with it, Webb, 2, no good from 17 feet on the left elbow. Coming back the other way with the basketball is Paloma. Paloma gets it over to Vredeboot. Vredeboot misses the lay-in. Coming back the other way, AIB basketball. Jessica Davis. Davis with it on the left side. Jessica Davis with it, picks up her dribble, still looking for someone to pass to. Nobody gives ball pressure, though. Webb with the basketball, comes back over to Davis. Davis with it on the left wing. Davis puts it on the floor, and we've got a double dribble called on Davis. Turnover gives the ball back to North College. Defenders trail 12-7 with 9:50 remaining in this first half. Low-scoring affair, a turnover-marred affair thus far. See which team is able to get on track first. Right side pass, Kim Cruz. Cruz with it on the right wing. Cruz gives it up, Newman. Newman with the basketball. Newman comes back over to Chapman. Chapman to Paloma. Paloma to Vredeboot. Vredeboot in the lane. Her shot is good, no good, but she's fouled on the play. She'll go to the free throw line to shoot two. Foul called on Jones. That's her first. Team foul number three on AIB. And with 9:36 left to play, first half of play, AIB has the basketball. Dort College has the free throws. AIB will be getting the basketball back. Cassidy Vredevoet's first free throw is off the mark, no good. Another free throw, this one is good. So Vredeboot, 10 of 12 from the free throw line this season. And the Dort College defenders trail 12-8. 12-8 our score. With it on the right side is Webb. Webb with the basketball. Webb passes it over to Burkhartsmeyer. Burkhartsmeyer with the ball. Burkhartsmeyer gives it up over to Webb. Webb with the basketball. Webb, three-point line. Her shot, no good. Rebound controlled by Chapman. Abby Chapman with the basketball. Chapman with it out front. She passes left side over to Cruz. Cruz to Vredeboot. Vredeboot with the left hand, no good. Gets her own rebound back. Her shot is no good, but she is fouled on the play, and she'll go back to the free throw line for two more. Two free throws on the way for Vredevoad. Vredevoad averaging 7 points per contest. She's a freshman. First free throw, no good. Freshman from Caledonia, Michigan. Prepped at South Christian. Another free throw on the way for Vredevoad. 9:04 remaining, first half. Free throw is up. Free throw is good. She makes one of two. She's 2 for 4 from the charity stripe. And the Dort College defenders trail 12-9. 12-9 our score. Dort College back-to-back points on 1-for-2 trips from the free throw line by Vredevoad. Two of those 1-for-2 trips. AIB basketball. This is Davis. Shovels it off right side over to Burkhartsmeyer. Burkhartsmeyer spins it off of the glass for two. She's got 2 points. Dort College trails 14-9. Into the corner, Newman. Newman, three on the way. Missed it, no good. Rebound taken away by Davis. Davis will bring it up on the baseline. Davis goes right side. Three on the way. Is off the mark, no good. Haven't needed the shot clock much yet in this one. Cruz passes cross court. It's taken away by AIB and Burkhartsmeyer. Burkhartsmeyer with the basketball at the free throw line. Burkhartsmeyer, layup with the right hand off the heel, no good. Rebound cleared out by Kim Cruz. Cruz with the basketball. Cruz passes right side Chapman. Chapman down to the baseline. Her floater from 10, no good. Rebound controlled by AIB. 8 minutes remaining in the first half. AIB 14, Dort College 9. AIB basketball, Webb. Webb on the right side, dribbles back to the left elbow of the lane. Gives it up to Burdett. Burdett, right side, three on the way, no good. Left short by Davis. Rebound cleared out by Cruz. Kim Cruz, long pass into the front court to Vredevoad. Vredevoad with a left hand, good. 4 points for Vredevoad. Dort College trails 14-11. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Let's take a break and be back with more right after this. Kim Cruz commits a foul on the other end. And the Dort College defenders will play defense. AIB with the basketball, and the left elbow is Davis. Davis with the ball. She passes it off to Burkhartsmeyer. Burkhartsmeyer gives it up to Webb. Webb with the basketball in between the circles. She passes left side back over to Davis. Davis to Burkhartsmeyer. Burkhartsmeyer with the basketball. Passes underneath Burdett. Burdett's shot blocked by Hulst. Rebound taken away by the defenders. Dort College, long pass to Newman. Newman gives it up, Cruz. Cruz, Palma, extra pass, right side, Chapman. Three ball, in and out, no good. Rebound tipped and controlled by Micah Hulst. Hulst with the basketball. Hulst gives it back over to Chapman. Chapman with the basketball, into the lane, Hulst. Hulst outside, Palma, jumper, baseline, no good. Rebound taken down by Chapman. Chapman, 15-footer from the baseline, no good. Rebound tipped and controlled by AIB. AIB basketball. Eagles have it. Bringing it up will be Webb. Dort College three cracks at it that time. Unable to take the lid off. Dort College trails 14-11. Pass left side over to Burkhartsmeyer. Burkhartsmeyer promptly throws it away. It's Dort College basketball on the turnover. 6:21 remaining. First half of basketball. AIB 14. Dort College 11. Palma passes right side over to Chapman. Chapman with the ball on the right wing. Picks up her dribble, looking. Passes it back out front to Newman. Newman gives to Palma. Palma short corner, Manis. Manis inside to Hulst, and Hulst is whistled for 3 seconds in the lane. Turnover gives the basketball back to AIB. A turnover marred first half of basketball. Neither team able to shoot the ball very well thus far. Dort College with 4 made field goals thus far, AIB with 5. And we've got a travel called on AIB. Dort College turns it over. Dort College gets the turnover. AIB will bring it back the other way. Dort College will bring it back the other way. At times, the action has been dizzying. Neither team able to control the basketball very well so far. Newman gets it over to Chapman. Chapman with it back over to Newman. Newman baseline jumper, and at some point those shots have to go. They've been open looks. They've been decent shots. They've been in that 10 to 15 foot range, several of them, and the three-pointers have been open looks. Tapped and stolen by the defenders. Coming back the other way, Newman. Newman with it underneath. Layup, no good. Rebound taken down by Hulst. Hulst is fouled on the play, and she'll go to the free throw line. No, she won't. That was before the shot. AIB commits their fifth foul of the half. Neither team sharp so far. Just trying to get something going offensively. See if Dort College can start making some buckets. Newman to throw it in left side of the lane as we face the hoop. We've been stuck at 11 now for a while. On the baseline is Paloma. Paloma's shot is good. Alyssa Paloma wearing number 15 because her number 5 got some blood on it. Dort College on defense. AIB basketball. AIB with it. They get it over to Webb. Dort College back to within a point at 14-13. 13 to shoot for AIB. Webb gets it over to Hunter. Hunter working against Holst. Back to Webb. Webb, right-handed layup. Good. Jelena Webb with the two-point basket. Dort College leads 16-13. Defenders trail, I should say. Right side pass. It goes Chapman. She'll fire a three. And she ties it up 16-all. Maybe that'll take the lid off for the Dort College defenders. For Chapman, averaging 22.7 points per game. And the defenders have tied it up at 16-all. 4:31 left to play. First half of basketball. AIB basketball. They go high post to Hunter. Hunter into lane. Hesitates with the right hand. She's going to be called for traveling. Turnover back to Dort College. Dort College with the basketball. We're knotted 16-16. Dort College has not led in this one. Manis will drive in, draw some contact, no call made. Ball's down on the floor. Racing after it is Kim Cruz. Cruz down to the baseline. Cruz puts it up off of the glass. Good. Kim Cruz with a two-point bucket. Dort College leads 18-16. So Dort College in front by a deuce. AIB basketball. Webb passes it into the corner over to Davis. Davis on the left side. Davis gives it up to Cooper. Cooper back to Davis. Davis to Webb. Webb in between the circles. 13 to shoot. She's got it right side. Webb. Webb lob pass down low, and we've got a travel called on AIB again. That's Shelby Cooper turning it over. These teams not doing themselves any favors tonight. AIB, I believe, has turned it over now on their last three possessions. Dort College basketball with it is Cruz. Cruz on the left side. Lob pass goes down low to Holst. Holst spins into the lane with the left hand. Good. Michael Holst with the left hand. Dort College leads 20-16. For Dort College, seven unanswered. They tied it with 4:31 left. They've gotten back-to-back buckets now to lead 20-16. AIB basketball. Right side it goes Davis. Davis into the lane. Kick out pass. Three on the way. Off the mark, no good. Hunter there for the rebound and the putback. Ariel Hunter with 4 points, and the defender lead is 20-18. Defenders into the front court. Cruz. Cruz to Chapman. Chapman underneath to Holst. Holst puts it up, and she's fouled on the play by Hunter. Micah Holst will go to the free throw line to shoot a pair. 2:54 remaining. First half. Dort College 20, AIB 18. Free throw on the way is up and good. Michael Holst with another free throw coming. For Dort College, this will be their sixth free throw shot. Manis checks out of the contest. Alyssa Paloma checks in. Second free throw on the way by Holst is up and through. So Michael Holst makes both free throws, and the defenders lead 22-18. 22-18, our score, AIB basketball. They pass it left side, goes down underneath to Jones. Jones spins, her shot no good, but Michael Holst is rung up for the personal. Michael Holst commits foul number 1, team foul number 7 on the defenders. AIB will go to the free throw line to shoot a 1-1. Kristen Jones, a 60% free throw shooter, will shoot a two-shot situation here. She was fouled in the act of shooting. She misses the first one. She's got another one on the way. Second free throw is up and good. Kristen Jones makes the free throw, and the defender lead is 22-19. Underneath, Chapman, her shot no good, but a foul on the rebound called against Dort College. and will jog the other way and shoot a 1-1 for the Dort College for the AIB Eagles. Foul called on Dort College and Abby Chapman. That's number two on Chapman. Chapman will check out. Paige Ingbers, sophomore for the Dort College Defenders from Pella, Iowa, will check in. First free throw is up and good for Kristen Jones. Jones now 2-for-3 from the free throw line tonight. Another one on the way, 2:37 left to go in the half. Second free throw is up and good. Kristen Jones makes both free throws. Dort College leads 22-21. Blount passes right side to Angbers. Angbers back to Cruz at the point. Comes back over to Angbers. She puts a three up, in and out, no good. Rebound cleared by Blount. Robin Blount with a putback. She's got 4 points, averaging 8.7 points per game, and the Dort College defender lead is 24-21. AIB with the basketball. They lob it down low. AIB's Kristen Jones puts it up, blocked by Hulst. Rebound taken away by Angbers. Here comes Cruz. Cruz with the basketball. She feeds it left side over to Paloma. Paloma back over to Cruz. Cruz right corner to Blount. Robin Blount puts it up, no good. Rebound cleared by Michael Hulst, but Hulst is fouled on the play, and Michael will go to the free throw line to shoot a pair. 24-21 our score, Dort College. Leading by three are the defenders. Shelby Cooper is whistled for the personal, her first. Free throw by Hulst is up and through. Micah Hulst with another free throw coming. She's got 5 points. Looking for number six. Free throw is up, and that one is good for Micah Hulst. She's got 6 points, and the defenders lead by five, and that's their biggest margin, 26-21. We were stuck at 14-11 for a long time. Dort College tied it at 16-all with 4:31 left to go in the half. AIB basketball, this is Jones, and Jones puts it up. It's lodged in between the glass and the rim. And on the alternating possession, it'll be Dort College basketball. Dort College basketball on the alternating possession. 26-21 our score, Dort College by 5. Paloma gives it off to Angbers. Angbers fires it into Blount. It's tipped and controlled by AIB. Webb passes it ahead to Davis. Davis back over to Webb. Webb into the corner. They go high post. Shot on the way, no good by Jones. Rebound cleared out by Dort College. Dort College coming up with it. Cruz. Cruz right side, Angbers. Angbers underneath Bredevoet. Bredevoet kicks it back out. Angbers, three, good. Paige Angbers with the three-point bucket, and the Dort College defenders lead 29-21. 1:15 remaining. Dort College by eight. AIB basketball. One of the first times by either teams, they'll slow it up. Webb with the basketball, picks up her dribble. Kick out pass over to Jones. Jones back to Webb. Webb at the point. Eight to shoot for AIB. Webb will drive in, puts it up, and a foul called. Foul called on Dort College's Cassidy Bredevoet. And the Dort College defenders whistled for their ninth team foul. Free throws on the way for Webb. Shooting foul. She misses the first one. She's got another one coming. Kim Cruz checks in. Tegan Manis. Should say Cruz checks out, Manis checks in. Second free throw is up and good, so Webb makes one of two. She's 3-for-4. Dort College leads 29-22. Under a minute left to go in the first half. Dort College by seven. Right side pass, Manis. Manis tries to feed it inside, and the ball is tipped. And a foul called against AIB. Whistled for the foul is Taylor Burdett. Taylor Burdett whistled for her second personal foul. Checking into the contest. Beg your pardon, that's Jones whistled for the personal foul. Burdett checks in. Off the bench, they indicated 33, but it was 30. It was 33 who was shooting First free throw is up and through for Angbers. She's got another one coming. This one's up and good. So Angbers with 5 points. And the defenders lead 31-22. 43 seconds on the play clock. 25 on the shot clock. AIB basketball, three-pointer. They didn't waste any time. Shot no good. Rebound taken away by the defenders. 3 seconds difference between the game clock and the shot clock. And Manis throws it away. And now AIB can hold for the final shot of the half if they so desire. Checking into the contest will be Hulst. Oh, beg your pardon. They say it was touched by AIB. Well, they had Dort College lining up for it. Now it's going to be AIB basketball. AIB inbounding the basketball. Webb with it at half court. 25 seconds. Webb working against Manis. She passes right side to Cooper. Down into the top of the key. 15 seconds on the game clock. Shot clock is off. Lob pass into the lane to Burdett, and Burdett is fouled on the play by Manis. Tegan Manis whistled for the personal, and for Tegan, that is her first. Manis, a 5'9 freshman from Stockton, California, whistled for her first personal foul, and free throws on the way for Taylor Burdett. Burdett's first free throw is up and through. She's got another one coming. Another free throw on the way for Burdett. This one's up and high off of the glass after it bounces on the rim. It's good. 31-24, Dort College up 7. Lob pass underneath to Hulst. Hulst lay in, no good, and the first half comes to a close. Our score, Dort College 31, AIB 24. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Let's take a break, and we'll be back with more right after this. This is Dort College Basketball on KDCR. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. The Dort College defenders trailing AIB, are leading AIB 31-24 at halftime. This was a deficit for Dort College most of the first half, and they came back from behind with about 4 minutes left to go in the half. They tied it at the 4:31 mark and took the lead for good for the rest of the half. They lead at halftime 31-24. Dort College, 10 of 37 shooting for 27%, 13 turnovers. AIB, 7 of 26 from the floor for 26%, and they have a total of 15 turnovers. This is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Let's take a break and be back with more right after this. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from the Van England Hovind Insurance Agency of Orange City. They do one thing, insurance. Rod DeBoer is an agent, 712-737-6000. By People's Bank, with offices in Sioux Center, Rock Valley, Akron, Lester, Hayward, and Sheldon, where values matter, member FDIC. By Northside Body Shop, serving the community since 1955. Offering body and fender work, painting, glass installation, and frame repair, 722-2313. And by the Dort College Bookstore, located in the Dort College Campus Center, open Monday through Thursday, 9 to 4 and 7:30 to 8:30, Fridays from 9 to 4 and Saturdays from 11 to 2. The Dort College Bookstore with a selection of Nike and Under Armour Defender gear. Dort College, 10 for 37 from the floor, 27%, 3 for 15 on threes, 20%, 8 of 10 on free throws, 80%. AIB, 7 of 26 from the floor, 27%, 2 for 8 on threes, 25%, 8 for 10 on free throws, 80%. Dort College out-rebounding AIB thus far, 26-19. Turnovers, AIB 15, Dort College 13. Let's take a break, and we'll be back with a rundown of the individual scoring for the first half of this evening's basketball game. Right after this, this is Dort College Basketball on KDCR. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Individual numbers look like this. For Dort College, 6 points for Micah Hulst, 5 for Paige Angbers, 5 for Kim Cruz, 3 for Abby Chapman, 2 for Alyssa Palama, 2 for Tegan Manis, 4 for Robin Blount, and 4 for Cassidy Bredebode for their total of 31. For AIB, 5 points for Jelena Webb, 4 points for Ariel Hunter, 3 for Mary Mack, 2 each for Taylor Burdett and Jessica Davis, 2 for Alexis Burkhartsmeyer, 3 each for Shelby Cooper and Kristen Jones. Rebounds, Kim Cruz has 9. Abby Chapman and Micah Holst have 4 rebounds each, 3 for Robin Blount. For AIB, 7 rebounds for Jessica Davis, and 2 rebounds each for Taylor Burdett, Jelena Webb, Alexis Burkhartsmeyer, Kristen Jones, and Ariel Hunter. Burkhartsmeyer has a team-high 2 steals. York College has 4 different players with 1 steal each. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Let's take a break and be back with more right after this. This is York College Basketball on KDCR. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Coming up this week, tomorrow night, York College Volleyball, the Defenders taking on the Midland Warriors, Great Plains Athletic Conference semifinal round play. 7:30 start time from Fremont. You can hear it on KDCR. Women's basketball Thursday as they take on Peru State. You can hear that on KDCR 88.5 FM as well. That'll begin at about 5:50. We'll begin with our pregame coverage at about 5:50. Tip-off is at 6 o'clock. Friday night is open. Saturday broadcasts, York College football taking on Dakota Wesleyan for the season finale. That'll be a 1 o'clock kickoff. York College basketball games will be available via a webcast at www.dort.edu/athletics. Video webcast will be available for the York College women's and men's basketball games. Today's broadcast made possible by Kevin Gasing, CFA and Water Valley Investment Advisors, custom-tailored investment services for the successful investor, 712-395-0764, and by Iowa State Bank, proudly serving the communities of Sheldon, Orange City, Hull, Erting, Frank, Polina, Remsen, and Sanborn, their member FDIC, and by Hilt Real Estate, Brenda Doctor and Pat Hilt, offering real estate solutions for home, commercial, investment, and rental needs, 722-0707, located on First Avenue next to Central Park in downtown Sioux Center. Also online at HiltRealEstate.com, and by Highway Chevrolet Buick in Rock Valley, over 150 new and used vehicles in stock. See the entire inventory available on the web at www.highwaychevrolet.com. Let's take another break, and we'll be back with second half play right after this.
The class.
You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. We'll see if two teams are able to sharpen up things for the second half of play. First half, both teams struggled to play sharp. North College put together a decent piece of basketball at the end. Go up by as many as 9, and they lead by 7 here, 31-24. AIB basketball to start the second half. AIB with it. This is Davis. Davis gives it over to Burdett. Burdett shot no good. Rebound deflected and taken away by Cruz. And Cruz has double-figure rebounds already today. Kick out pass. Chapman. Chapman three off the backboard. No good. Rebound cleared out by AIB and Webb. Webb with the basketball. Webb will bring it into the front court herself. She passes into the corner and the turnovers continue. As crazy as it sounds, the 28 turnovers in the first half seemed low for the two teams combined as they both struggled mightily getting into their offensive set and running clean plays. With the basketball, it goes over to Paloma. Paloma gives it up to Cruz. Cruz to Chapman. Chapman with the basketball. Lob pass into the lane over to Hulse. Hulse to Paloma. Paloma three, missed it, no good. Rebound tipped out and controlled by AIB and Webb. Webb with the basketball. Webb will bring it up, driving in with the left hand. Her shot no good, and the rebound is cleared out by AIB. Pardon me, Dort College, AIB on defense. Here come the Defenders with the basketball as Chapman. Chapman with it on the right wing. Chapman gives it back over to Cruz. Kim Cruz with the basketball picks up her dribble. Comes back over to Chapman. Chapman to Hulse. Hulst muscles it up, right hand, good. Micah Hulst with 8 points, and the Defenders take back a 9-point lead, 33-24. 18:30 left to play in this first half, in this ball game now. Pass goes right side, AIB basketball. This is Burkhartsmeyer. Burkhartsmeyer gives it back over to Webb, and Webb has it blocked out of bounds by Michael Hulse. Neither team has had a player catch fire yet either. Michael Hulse, the leading scorer for both teams at 8 points. Pass goes into Burdett. Burdett puts it up against Hulse. Partially blocked. Taken back by the defenders. York College, Paloma has it swiped away by Webb. Webb will drive in, and she is fouled on the play by Michael Hulse. Hulse whistled for her second personal foul. Team foul number one on the defenders in this half. And free throws on the way for Webb. First free throw is off the heel, no good. Another one on the way for Webb. Webb, a 33% free throw shooter coming into the contest. She was 3-for-4 in the first half. She is now 3-for-5. Second free throw by Webb is up, hangs on the rim, and falls through. 6 points for Webb. Dort College leads by 8, 33-25. A bucket pushes Dort College into double figures in terms of a lead. Right side pass goes over to Paloma. Paloma to Cruz. Cruz, left side it goes Newman. Newman gives it up over to Chapman. Chapman into the corner. Newman. Newman with the basketball. Newman tried to feed it underneath, and the ball is tipped and taken away by AIB. Webb with the basketball. Webb goes right side to Davis. Lob pass down low to Hunter. Hunter puts it up against Newman. Rebound taken away by Hulse. She turns, fires it ahead to Paloma. Paloma to Chapman. Chapman misses the left-handed layup. No good. And the rebound is controlled by AIB. AIB long pass ahead to Hunter. Hunter's layup is good. Ariel Hunter with 6 points, and the Dort College defenders trail 33-27. AIB trails 33-27. Just haven't been able to settle into a rhythm yet in this one. Kim Cruz dribbles all the way through the baseline, tries to pass it back over to the wing, and it's kicked by Burkhartsmeyer. Burdett checks out. Davis checks out. Throwing the ball in for Dort College will be Chapman. Chapman to trigger it. Chapman gets it in to Paloma. Paloma, left side. Comes back out front. Chapman. Chapman to Angbers. Angbers with the basketball. Back over to Chapman. Chapman, right side to Cruz. Cruz with the basketball on the wing. Cruz goes back over to Angbers. Angbers, right side. Cruz. Cruz, shot at the shot clock horn. No good. And the rebound is cleared out by AIB. Long pass into the front court. Burkhartsmeyer. Burkhartsmeyer is fouled on the play by Paloma. Paloma commits the personal. That's her second. AIB trails by 6. And the Eagles will throw it in. Shot is blocked by Hulse. Rebound taken away by the defenders. They come up with it. Right side pass to Angbers. Angbers looks down low. Comes out into the corner over to Cruz. Cruz dumps it down low. And fouled on the play is Micah Hulse. Hulse will go to the free throw line to shoot a pair. Michael Hulse shooting 2. She was fouled in the act of shooting. So 2 free throws coming for Michael Hulse. First free throw for the junior is up. No good. Hulse, a 6'3 junior from Byron Center, Michigan, misses the first free throw. She's got another one coming. This one's up, and that one is good. So 1 of 2 for Hulse. 9 points for the ballgame. And the Dort College lead is 34-27. Tegan Manis will check into the ballgame. So Manis is in. Also on the floor for Dort College, Shady Yeager, Alyssa Paloma, Paige Angbers, and Abby Chapman. AIB basketball, they feed it down low to Hunter. Hunter backs her way in. Her shot is good with the right hand. Ariel Hunter with 8 points. Dort College leads 34-29. Three-pointer by Chapman is good. Abby Chapman with 2 threes tonight. Dort College back in front by 8, 37-29. They've led by as many as 9 on a couple different occasions. AIB basketball. Jelena Webb. Webb passes right side to Jones. Shot no good. Hunter with a little baby hook in the lane. Gets it to lay on the rim and fall through. Ariel Hunter with 10 points. Dort College leads 37-31. Coming back the other way, Paloma. Paloma into the corner, Chapman. Chapman, 3, missed it, no good. Rebound tapped and controlled by AIB. Eagles coming back the other way, Burkhartsmeyer. Burkhartsmeyer gives it up to Webb. Webb on the right wing. Webb gives it back over to Burkhartsmeyer. Burkhartsmeyer with the basketball on the left wing. She feeds it high post to Hunter. Hunter with the left hand. It's good. Hunter with 12 points, 8 of them in the second half. In fact, she has 8 of her team's 9 points here in the second half of play. York College leads by 4. Three-pointer on the way from the other wing by Ingbers, not good. And the rebound is taken away by AIB. AIB coming the other way with it. Goes left side over to Webb, and Webb travels with the basketball. York College gets it back. Turnover gives the ball back to the defenders. 15:09 left to play. In regulation, York College 37, AIB 33. Inbounding the basketball will be Tegan Manis. Manis to Paloma. Paloma in between the circles. Alyssa Paloma passes right side Chapman. Chapman looking for Robin Blount. Blount posting up, turns with the right hand, muscles it up, shot no good. But a foul on the play called on Jessica Davis. And free throws on the way for Robin Blount. Robin Blount, a 5'10 junior from St. Paul, Minnesota. North College using her more as an undersized post player here in this ball game. They've been posting her up rather than having her get the ball facing the basket. First free throw by Blount, no good. She's got another one coming. Another free throw on the way for Robin Blount. This one's up, and that one's good. 5 points for Robin Blount, and the North College lead is 38-33. AIB basketball, Jelena Webb. Webb with it in between the circles. She passes right side to Alexis Burkhartsmeyer. Burkhartsmeyer with the basketball. She goes left side over to Davis. Davis to Webb. Webb out front. Webb picks up her dribble, passes over to Burkhartsmeyer. Burkhartsmeyer with the basketball, and a hesitation, but a foul called on the defenders. I thought it might be a double dribble as she carried the basketball, but John Schmidt says no. It's Abby Chapman getting called for the personal, her third. So that's 3 fouls on Chapman. Paloma will check out of the contest along with Chapman. Cruz checks in along with Emily Newman. Today's broadcast made possible by Farmers Mutual Insurance Association and Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company, providing Farm Mutual Insurance to Northwest Iowa farmers and homeowners since 1886. AIB basketball driving the lane. Burkhartsmeyer. Burkhartsmeyer picks up her dribble. She passes it back over to Webb. Webb drives in. Right-handed layup. No good. Rebound deflected. Taken by Manis. She gets it away to Blount. Blount with the basketball with the right hand. Robin Blount back over to Manis. Manis running the point. Tegan gives it left side. Over to Emily Newman. Newman picks up her dribble. Her pass deflected. Kim Cruz tracks it down near midcourt. Kim Cruz with the basketball. 15 to shoot for the defenders. Blount with the right hand. Down to the baseline. Robin Blount driving in, and she is fouled on the play. Foul called on Jessica Davis is her second. York College will inbound the basketball with a fresh 30-second shot clock to work with. Throwing it in will be Emily Newman. Newman looking, gets it into the corner to Cruz. Kim Cruz with the basketball back over to Manis. Manis, double team, comes back over to Blount, reverses Newman. Newman on the left wing. She's to the free throw line. Hesitates, puts it up, shot no good, gets the rebound back, puts it up, and good. Emily Newman follows her own miss. She's got 2 points, and the Dort College lead is 40-33. Burkhartsmeyer with the basketball. Burkhartsmeyer gives it back over to Webb. Webb on the left side. They look down low. They feed it. Down to the baseline. Three-pointer too strong. No good. Rebound taken away by Jessica Davis. Dort College by 7, 40-33. Cruz into the front court. Kim Cruz with the basketball. She passes it back over to Robin Blount. Robin Blount drives in with the right hand. Lost it on the way up. Here comes Webb, and now a foul from behind called on Robin Blount. Robin Blount whistled for the personal, her second. Team foul number 3 on the defenders in this half. 13:08 remaining in the first half of play. I beg your pardon, in the ball game now. 40-33, York College by 7. 13:02, AIB basketball. That's left to go in regulation. Webb passes it right side. AIB with it out front. They pass over to Webb. Webb into the corner. Feeds it down low. Hunter. Hunter forces it up. A lot of contact. Webb comes, Hunter comes down with a loose basketball. Jump ball, alternating possession. It will be York College basketball. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from the following businesses. They include CNH Body Repair in Orange City. The reputation didn't happen by accident. Now using environmentally friendly waterborne paint from PPG. And by Boren Sons of Boyden, handling gravel and excavation needs. On the web at borensons.com. With the dust settles, he'd appreciate their quality service. Kim Cruz, three-pointer, good. Kim Cruz with the three-point basket. She's got 10. And the Door College defenders lead by 10, 43-33. We'll double-check my math. Kim Cruz with 8 points here this evening. Door College with their biggest lead of the ballgame. Hunter puts up a scoop shot. Vredevoet gets called for the personal. And for Cassidy Vredevoet, that's foul number two. Hunter will go to the free throw line. She'll shoot a pair. AIB cut the Door College lead down, forcing the ball into Ariel Hunter. Free throw is up. Free throw is good. Hunter now with 13 points. And the Door College lead is 43-34. Vredevoet checks out of the ballgame. Checking in is Holst. Second free throw by Hunter is off the mark. No good. Rebound taken down by Newman. Door College's lead is 9 with a basketball. Cruz. Cruz to Manis. Manis back over to Cruz. Cruz right side. They give it into the corner. Newman. Newman stops. Nothing there. Reverses it back outside. Angbers back over to Newman. Newman fires it up for Holst. And Holst is fouled on the play by Hunter. Ariel Hunter whistled for a third personal. 12 minutes left to go in the contest. York College leads 43-34. AIB has 5 timeouts remaining. York College has 4 left. Emily Newman to throw the basketball in. Newman looks over the top, finds Palama. Palama drives in against Webb, kicks it into the corner. Newman. Newman comes back over to Palama. Palama's pass tipped and taken away by AIB. Coming up with it, it's Burkhartsmeyer. Burkhartsmeyer, layup with the right hand, no good. Rebound controlled by Cruz. Cruz with the basketball. Kim Cruz with another rebound. She feeds it right side back to Newman. Newman puts it up, drew contact, no call made either way. Rebound cleared out by Dort College. Angbers three, good. Paige Angbers with the three-point basket. She's got 8, and the defenders lead by a dozen, 46-34. 11:28 left to play in the ballgame. So Dort College opening up a 12-point advantage. They've outscored AIB 15-10 here in the first 8 minutes and 30 seconds of the second half. Hunter backing her way in, and Emily Newman trying to fight her off. Foul called on Dort College and Emily Newman. For Newman, that's foul number 1. Hunter will go to the free throw line to shoot 2. First free throw is up and good for Hunter. She's got another one coming. 46-35, our score. Second free throw is up. That one's no good by Hunter. Hunter 2-for-4 from the free throw line. 14 points for Hunter. York College leads 46-35. Reach-in foul called on Webb. Jelena Webb whistled for the personal. It's team foul number 5 on AIB. Timeout on the floor, charged to the Eagles. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. The Dort College defenders with the basketball. They go over to Micah Holst. Holst gives it up to Newman. Newman with the basketball. Newman feeds it left side over to Palama. Palama underneath to Holst. Holst puts it up in traffic. Shot no good. Fight for the basketball. It's loose and tapped out of bounds. Last touch by AIB. It'll be Dort College basketball. Dort College with the basketball. AIB tapped it out of bounds. 10:49 left to go in regulation. Dort College by 11. Newman gets the ball inbounded to Cruz. Cruz underneath. Muscles it up. Shot no good. And the rebound is taken away by Burdett. Burdett over to Webb. Webb into the front court. Webb passes left side. With it on the wing. Driving in is Shelby Cooper. Cooper's shot not good, but a foul on the play. On the rebound, called against Dort College and Emily Newman. Newman whistled for her second personal foul. So free throws, not free throws yet. Team foul number six on the defenders, so we're a foul away from the bonus. Cooper with the basketball goes to Hunter. Hunter on the right baseline, 15 feet out. Passes back over to Webb. Webb into traffic, nothing there. Driving right hand, and we've got a hand check called on the defenders and Paige Angbers. Angbers has just picked up the personal foul, her first. Team foul number seven, though, on the defenders. And AIB will go to the free throw line for bonus time. Shelby Cooper, 7.8 points per game average. She goes to the free throw line for a 1-1. Abby Chapman, with three personal fouls, checks back into the ballgame. We'll see how long she can go without picking up number four. 1-1 opportunity missed, no good by Cooper. Rebound cleared by the defenders, up by 11. 10-15 and counting, regulation. Left side, Newman. Newman with the basketball. Fires it back over to Chapman. Chapman lob pass over the top to Hulst. Hulst with a left hand. And they say the foul came before the shot. Foul's going to go on AIB's Taylor Burdett before the shot. And the defenders will inbound the basketball left side of the lane as we face the hoop. North College was looking for the end one, but they say the foul came before the shot. Comes over to Cruz. Cruz to Newman, and Newman doesn't establish herself in bounds before receiving the pass. North College turns it over. It will be AIB basketball as we approach the midpoint of the second half. 46-35, North College by 11. AIB with the basketball. Webb passes right side over to Hunter. Hunter with it on the wing. Hunter picks up her dribble. Hunter, guarded there by Newman. She fires it to Cooper. Cooper, layup, no good, but a foul on the play called on Chapman. That's number four on Abby Chapman. Well, we wondered how long it would take for Chapman to pick up her fourth, and it was approximately 30 seconds. Cooper gets the shot to go. I beg your pardon, she did not get it to go. So she will shoot two free throws. With her team down by 11. First free throw by Cooper, no good. 67% free throw shooter entering the contest. She misses the first one. She's got another one coming. Checking out of the contest for Dort College was Abby Chapman. So Chapman leaves with 9:49 left. Dort College leading by 10. Dort College has to go without their season-leading scorer for a while as she picks up foul number four. Dort College basketball. They pass it over to Robin Blount. Blount to Newman. Newman into the corner. Paloma. Paloma with the basketball. Paloma into the free throw lane. Her short jumper is good. Alyssa Paloma with two field goals tonight. Dort College leads 48-36. AIB basketball. Webb takes it across half court. Dort College in man-for-man defense. Micah Hulst takes the ball away. And whistled for a personal foul is Burdett. As Hulst jarred it free. Hulst knocked it away. Burdett whistled for the personal, and for her, that's number three this evening. She will check out of the contest. Micah Hulst will go to the free throw line to shoot a one and the bonus. 9:12 left to go in regulation. Dort College by a dozen. They've led by as many as 13, I believe. And Hulst can't make the first free throw. Long rebound, though, taken away by Cruz. Cruz dumps it off for Newman. Newman's layup, no good. Gets her own rebound back, shot no good. Rebound cleared by Blount. Blount over to Paloma. Paloma cross-court pass. Cruz. Cruz, three, good. Kim Cruz with her third three tonight. She's got 11 points. And the defenders lead 51-36. Dort College outscoring AIB thus far 20-12. Down to the baseline, AIB with the basketball. And slipping with it is Alexis Burkhartsmeyer. And Burkhartsmeyer is tied up on the play. Jump ball alternating possession. It is AIB basketball. Throwing it in will be Webb. Webb with the basketball. Gets it underneath to Hunter, and Hunter is fouled on the play. And Kim Cruz takes the worst of that collision. She'll pick herself up. And Hunter will go to the free throw line to shoot two free throws as she was fouled in the act of shooting. It's foul number three on Kim Cruz. 11 points for Cruz tonight. Moments ago, she hit a three. She's the leading scorer for Dort College. First free throw by Hunter, no good. She's got another one coming. Second free throw for Hunter. And this one's up and good. So Hunter makes them both. Hunter now with 15. Pass intended for Robin Blount. Tapped out of bounds by AIB and Adraniel Tookes. Tooks, I believe. T-O-O-K-E-S. Didn't get her pronunciation before the contest. With the basketball, goes left side over to Cruz. Cruz with it. First time we've seen her in the ballgame, by the way. That's Tooks. Shot no good. Underneath. Rebound cleared out by the AIB Eagles. Dort College by 14. Three on the way, no good. Rebound taken away by Kim Cruz. She has got numbers. Three on two break. She stops, feeds it off to Blount. Blount shot no good, but Robin Blount will go to the free throw line to shoot two. 8:11 left to go in regulation. Dort College enjoying a 14-point lead. Free throws on the way for Robin Blount. She's one for two tonight. 60% free throw shooter for the season. First free throw on the way for number 25 for the defenders is off the heel, no good. AIB countering with Mary Mack back in the ballgame. Shelby Cooper checks out. Jessica Davis checks in as well for AIB. Manis will check out. Manis checks in. Cruz checks out. On the floor for the defenders, Palama, Manis, Blount, Holst, and Newman, I believe. Second free throw by Blount is good. Coach Craig Steensman calling for a timeout. Nobody saw him, so they don't award him the timeout. Dort College leading by 15, 52-37. Ball's tapped out of bounds, last touch by Dort College. It'll be AIB basketball. Today's broadcast made possible in part by the following businesses. They include American State Bank offices in Sioux Center, Hospers, Granville, Albert, and Hall, member FDIC, and the community. Pass goes into the corner over to Mack. Mack working against Blount, trying to back her way in. Kick-out pass comes back over to Webb. Webb into traffic. She dumps it off, and the layup is good for Hunter. 52-39, Dort College by 13. Dort College basketball, Manis and Palama playing together in the backcourt. Manis running the point. They go to Palama. Palama short corner gives it up to Blount. Blount with the right hand down to the baseline. Tied up on the play. Jump ball alternating possession. It will be Dort College basketball. Dort College basketball. Defenders leading by a baker's dozen. Timeout on the floor. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center. 88.5 FM. Back with more after this. Dort College with the basketball after the timeout, leading 52-39. They run a play for Manis. Her three, no good. Rebound taken down by Holst. Holst, rebound, tapped out of bounds as she tries to save it in. Last touch by AIB. It'll be Dort College basketball. Dort College throwing the ball in on the sideline will be Robin Blount. So the Dort College defenders, they pass it into the corner. Manis, three ball, good. Tegan Manis with the three-point bucket. She's got five, and the defenders lead by 16, 55-39. Out front with the basketball is Webb. Webb picks up her dribble. It's taken away by Palama, and Palama's tripped up on the play. Loose basketball. And the Dort College defenders, Alyssa Palama, made a steal near midcourt and then got tripped up from behind, but there was no call. And AIB gets the basketball back. AIB with it, Webb. Webb beats it right side. AIB basketball, Tooks. Tooks gives underneath. Shot is blocked by Holst. Rebound taken away by the defenders. Dort College coming back the other way. Palama. Palama trying to press the issue. The Dort College defenders, sometimes when you got the foot on the gas, sometimes hard to let off and take some time. That time they threw it away on the other end. And the Dort College defenders now playing defense. AIB trailing by 16. Dort College in control, but AIB, a couple of buckets, and they're right back in it. Ball's thrown away by the Eagles. It'll be Dort College basketball. AIB entered tonight's contest 1-3. They won their most recent outing. That was a win over Waldorf. We've also played a couple of games inside the Great Plains Athletic Conference opponents and have been on the short end of those games with Morningside and Briarcliff. Cross-court pass left side. They go into the corner. Manis around to Newman. Newman, Angbers. Angbers misses the three. No good. And the rebound goes out of bounds. Last touch by Dort College. It'll be AIB basketball. Today's broadcast made possible by the Defender Gold Club. Take your support of Dort College Athletics to the next level. Join the Defender Gold Club by visiting www.dort.edu/DGC and by the Van England Hovind Insurance Agency of Orange City. They do one thing, insurance. Rod DeBoer's an agent. 712-737-6000. Burdett turns and loses it out of bounds on the shot attempt. It'll be Dort AIB basketball. 6 minutes remaining in the contest. AIB to throw it in. They get it inbounded. Hunter, the runner, with the right hand. Good. Ariel Hunter with another two. She's got 19. Came into the ballgame averaging 5 points per game. She's got 19 of her team's 41 points. Right side, Angbers. Angbers back over to Paloma. Extra pass over to Manis. Loose ball. Picked up by Vredevoet. And now a jump ball called alternating possession. It'll be AIB basketball. Dort College holding on to a 55-41 lead. Kim Cruz will check into the ballgame. AIB with three timeouts left. Dort College with four. Today's broadcast made possible by Team Realty of Sioux Center, providing excellent real estate services to the area. Whether buying or selling, put the team to work for you on the World Wide Web at TeamRealtySC.com or at the office, 712-722-4472. Brian Grunewig is a broker. 5:28 and counting. Dort College with the lead. AIB with the basketball. And Burdett throws it away on the high-low from the free throw line. Dort College basketball. Manis will drive in, puts it up. It's blocked out of bounds by Burdett. It'll be Dort College basketball. On the floor for the defenders right now, it's Newman, Angbers, Vredevoet, Cruz, and Manis. Throw it over the top, Newman. Newman gives it up, Manis. Manis on the left wing. Comes back right side over to Cruz. Cruz into the corner, Angbers. Angbers with the basketball. Paige Angbers back over to Newman. 13 to shoot for the defenders. 5 minutes left to go in the game. Comes back left side over to Cruz. Cruz tests the waters, puts it up, and she is fouled on the play. Foul called on AIB and Kristen Jones. Kim Cruz will go to the free throw line. And she'll shoot just her third and fourth free throws of the season. She's 1-for-2 thus far. 4:58 left to play in this contest. First free throw by Cruz, no good. Another one on the way. Dort College by 14, 55-41. Dort College looking for their third win of the season. Second free throw is up, and that one's no good. And the score stays 55-41. Webb into the front court for AIB. Setting her offense, working against Cruz, passes left side, and it's thrown away. And another turnover against AIB. Dort College gets it back. 4:46 left to go in the game. Dort College leading 55-41. Chapman back into the game for Dort College. So Chapman checks in. She left with 9:49 left to go. She sat for 5 minutes, and her team was up by 9 when she left. They're up by 14 now. Pass comes back over to Chapman. Chapman over the basketball. Back over to Manis. Manis to Cruz. Cruz comes back over to Angbers. Back to Cruz. Cruz kick out Chapman. 8 to shoot. Down to the baseline. And a hand check called on AIB's Jessica Davis. Davis whistled for her third. And Abby Chapman will go to the free throw line. And she will shoot 2 free throws. Bonus time for Dort College. So free throw's on the way for Abby Chapman. Free throw is up, short, no good. Kind of a strange game tonight. Neither team shooting it well at all. Both teams struggling with turnovers. And some normally pretty steady free throw shooters have not been steady tonight. Chapman makes 1 of 2. Dort College leads 56-41. With the basketball, Webb guarded there by Cruz. Webb with the basketball, working with the right hand, drives in, stripped by Cruz, but a foul on the play, called on the Dort College defenders. It will be AIB shooting free throws, Jelena Webb. Cruz whistled for the personal, her fourth. Webb will shoot two free throws. First one is up and good. Webb now 5 for 6. Beg your pardon, 6 for 7 from the free throw line. And another free throw on the way for Webb. This one's off the mark, no good. And the Dort College defenders lead 56-42. Coming back the other way, Angbers will let fly with a three. She missed it, no good. There for the rebound and the putback, Tegan Manis. Manis with 7 points. Dort College leads 58-41. 3:50 and counting, ball game. AIB driving in and a kickout pass from Davis intended into the corner. And it was thrown right between Kristen Jones and Burkhartsmeyer. Burkhartsmeyer came into the ballgame averaging 12 points per game. She's got 2 points tonight. With the basketball, right side is Manis. Manis driving in, and she draws the foul. She'll go to the free throw line to shoot two. Manis with another two free throws coming. And a foul called on the play against AIB. Dort College will be shooting free throws when we resume play. This is Dort College basketball on KDCR 88.5 FM. Well, Dort College seems to have this one in hand, up 58-42. AIB's called a timeout. Today's broadcast made possible by the Defender Gold Club. Take your support of Dort College athletics to the next level. Join the Defender Gold Club by visiting www.dort.edu/DGC. By Proactive Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab. Services provided by Julie Aarons and Steve Hovelman, serving the needs of children through senior citizens. 722-1902 is the number to call to be proactive. By People's Bank, with offices in Sioux Center, Rock Valley, Akron, Lester, Hayward, and Sheldon, where values matter. Member FDIC. By Northside Body Shop, serving the community since 1955, offering body and fender work, painting, glass installation, and frame repair. 722-2313. And by the Dort College Bookstore, located in the Dort College Campus Center, open Monday through Thursday, 9 to 4, and from 7:30 to 8:30, Fridays from 9 to 4, and Saturdays from 11 to 2. The Dort Bookstore, with a selection of Nike and Under Armour Defender gear. First free throw good by Manis. Second free throw no good. Rebound cleared by Robin Blount. Pass underneath intended for Micah Hulst. Goes out of bounds. It'll be AIB basketball. AIB trails 59-42. So Manis makes one of two. She's got 8 points. 3:28 and counting. That's in regulation. AIB basketball. They go high post to Cooper. Cooper passes to Burkhartsmeyer, and Burkhartsmeyer is called for steps. With 3:20 remaining in this contest. Palamai at midcourt, passes back over to Blount. Blount gives it up underneath to Hulst. Hulst, lay-in, good. The assist to Blount, the bucket to Hulst, 11 for Hulst. Dort College leads 61-42. Well, Dort College is going to be held well below their season average of 89 points per ballgame. That'll be all right, though. Looks like they're going to get a double-digit win. Pass goes over to Newman. Newman swings at Manis. Manis on the left wing. Tegan Manis back over to Newman. Newman to Palama. Palama to Blount. Blount, 15 to shoot. Into the corner, Newman. Newman with it. Back over to Manis. Manis to Newman. Newman with it. Double team. Finds Blount. Blount off the glass. Good. Robin Blount with the two-point bucket. She's fouled, and she'll go to the free throw line. Ariel Hunter whistled for her fourth personal foul. Kim Cruz will check into the ballgame. Dort College leads 63-42, pending the free throw by Robin Blount. Free throw on the way for Robin Blount. 2:29 left in regulation, and Blount leaves the three-point play opportunity short. Dort College leads 63-42. For Robin, she's got 8 points. Three on the way, the other way, no good by AIB. Rebound cleared by the Eagles. Coming away with it was Jelena Webb. The only player to make a field goal for AIB in the second half is Hunter. She single-handedly has kept her team respectable. She gets a bucket on that last play. She makes it 63-44, and she's fouled on the trip into the lane. Other than Hunter, who has 17 points in the second half, AIB has not scored another field goal, and Jelena Webb has two free throws, and that's it for the scoring for AIB by my score sheet. That is an odd score sheet. Pass Newman. Newman with the basketball. She gives it up to Cruz. Cruz at the free throw line. Less than 2 minutes to go. Holst throws it away. Intended for Robin Blount in the corner. AIB's been outscored 32-20 here in the second half. Hunter has 18 of those 20 points for AIB. Webb has two free throws. No one else has scored for AIB in the second half. That is not a recipe for success. Webb will fire a three. Missed it, no good. Rebound taken away by Cruz. Cruz from the basketball. Cruz, right side, Blount. Blount puts it up. Her left-handed shot, no good. Rebound tapped, controlled by AIB. Long pass into the front court. Burkhartsmeyer. Burkhartsmeyer working against Newman. Burkhartsmeyer down to the baseline. Puts it up. It's good. Burkhartsmeyer with a two-point bucket. York College leads 63-46. 1:18 left to play in the game. Cruz passes back over to Blount. Blount gives it up to Chapman. Chapman travels with the basketball, and AIB will get it back. 63-46, York College leading. So that two-point field goal by Burkhartsmeyer, the first field goal made by someone other than Hunter here in the second half. 1 minute and 5 seconds left to go in regulation. Dort College will improve to 3-1. AIB will fall to 1-4. Next up, Peru State driving in. Left-handed layup, no good by Jelena Webb, but she'll go to the free throw line to shoot two as she was fouled in the act of shooting. And looming on Saturday, Dort College facing Midland in Great Plains Athletic Conference. Basketball play. Women at 2, men at 4. That'll be a 6 o'clock start time on Thursday as well. Dort College and the Peru State Bobcats. First free throw by Webb is good. She's got another one coming. 8 points, 6 of them from the free throw line. She misses the second one. 63-47. And we'll walk the other way and shoot free throws. Foul's called on Shelby Cooper. Cooper whistled for her second. So Newman will go to the free throw line, and she will shoot two free throws. Emily Newman limited to a field goal thus far tonight. First free throw is good. She's got another one coming. Blount and Cruz check into the ballgame. A checkout, I should say. Raquel Mao checks in. Also checking in is Ashley Williams. Second free throw, no good. So one of two for Dort College on that trip to the free throw line for Mao, Newman. And a hand check called on Raquel Mao. AIB will be shooting free throws. Foul called on Mao. That's her first. And free throws on the way for Davis. Davis with a pair. First one is no good. Raquel Mao, a 5'9 freshman from Meridian, Idaho. Ashley Williams, a 5'9 freshman from Lawton, Iowa. Second free throw is good. So Davis makes one of two free throws. Mao passes into the corner over to Chapman. Zone defense applied here by AIB. 33 seconds on the game clock. 19 on the shot clock. Chapman with it, looking. Gets it away to Raquel Mao. Mao comes back over to Chapman. Chapman three up the side of the iron. No good. Rebound taken away by AIB on the three-point miss by Chapman. Webb driving in. Her right-handed layup, no good. Rebound Hunter. Hunter in traffic, no good. But she's fouled on the play. She'll go to the free throw line to shoot a pair. 13.2 seconds left to play in this contest. Dort College leads 64-48. Hunter will step up and shoot two more free throws. Hunter, a 5'10 senior from Queen Creek, Arizona, makes the first one. She's got another one coming. 64-49, Dort College by 15. 13.2 seconds remaining. Misses the second one. Rebound is tapped out of bounds. Last touch by AIB. It'll be Dort College basketball. Well, initially they indicated Dort College basketball. Now they'll say it's AIB basketball. So Dort College leads 64-49. Throw it in over the top. It's taken away. Coming up with it for the defenders is Williams. Williams driving in with a right hand. Layup is good. Williams with a two-point bucket, and the Dort College defenders lead 66-49. A three-pointer from the top of the key for Webb. Webb buries the three, and the Dort College defenders win by a final score of 66-52. The Dort College defenders improved to 3-1. AIB falls to 1-4. Let's take a break and be back with more right after this. This is Dort College basketball on KDCR 88.5 FM. Back with more in a moment. You're listening to KDCR Center 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. The Dort College defenders win by a final score of 66-52. Here's how the numbers shake out. First of all, for Dort College, 22 of 68 from the floor, 32.4%, 8 for 28 on three-pointers, 28.6%, 14 of 26 on free throws, 53.8%. For AIB, 16 of 53 from the floor, 30.2%, 3 for 12 on threes, 25%, 17 of 30 from the free throw line, 56.7%. Dort College, rebounds AIB 54-40, turnovers AIB 26, Dort College 24. 11 steals for AIB, 8 steals for Dort College. Individually, Dort College was led by a pair of players with 11 points. Micah Holst had 11, Kim Cruz had 11. 8 points each for Tegan Manis, Robin Blount, and Paige Ingbers. 4 points for Cassidy Vredebode, 2 for Ashley Williams, 3 for Emily Newman, 7 for Abby Chapman, and 4 for Alyssa Palama. For AIB, 22 points for Ariel Hunter, 11 for Jelena Webb, 4 points for Shelby Cooper, 3 for Kristen Jones, 3 for Jessica Davis, 3 for Mary Mack, 2 for Taylor Burdett, and that's their total of 52. Dort College was led in rebounding by Kim Cruz with 16, Michael Holst had 11, 7 rebounds for Emily Newman, 6 for Robin Blount, 4 for Abby Chapman, 3 for Alyssa Palama, 4 assists for Alyssa Palama, 3 for Emily Newman. For the AIB Eagles, 9 rebounds for Jessica Davis, 7 for Jelena Webb, and 5 rebounds for Shelby Cooper. For the AIB Eagles, assists, Jelena Webb had 4. And Taylor Burdett had 1 block and 2 steals. Let's take one more break, and we'll be back visiting with Craig Steensman to wrap it up on the Wireless World postgame wrap right after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. The Dort College defenders victorious over AIB tonight in non-conference basketball play. The defenders win after leading at halftime 31-24, took the lead for good at 18-16, and Coach Craig Steensma joins me. And Coach, it just took a little while, it seemed, for your offense to start clicking at all. You were down most of the first half, put together a decent last 4 minutes and 31 seconds, though, scored 15 points in that stretch, and took control in the last 5 minutes of the first half.
Yeah, it was definitely a struggle to get started. I think at the 10-minute mark we had something like 7 points, and you know, they were playing zone, and we had lots of good looks. I know we missed 9 threes in a row at one point, but, you know, they're all good shots. Some of them came off kickouts from the high post area, too, kind of what we've been working on. So, you know, I have a lot of confidence in our shooters. They just didn't shoot as well as what they normally do and can, you know, in practice. So, you know, when you don't shoot well, and you have turnover issues where the offense isn't as crisp as what it needs to be. You just have to win with defense and just effort. And I thought tonight we did that. We did that with effort and played pretty good defense in some stretches. You know, 34, just because of her strength and her size was a matchup problem for us. And I thought that they did a good job of going down to her and throwing it to her. And we really couldn't stop her from muscling her way to the basket. And she was getting some call. There was a lot of times where it was a little bump, and she'd go to the free throw line and make free throws. So hopefully we can learn a little bit about how we need to defend that and who we need to defend that. But I thought Micah Halst in particular had a outstanding night for us on the floor, just diving and hustling and getting tips and things like that. And we had other players that stepped up and played. I thought Tegan Manis played pretty well. She had a good practice yesterday, and she backed that up with a good game today. She's really a good shooter and really a good athlete, and she can mix it up in there too. So that was good to see. We'll need to have our guards get a little more untracked as we get into GPAC play with Alyssa Palma and Kim. We'll have to be able to have a little bit better games in terms of not turning it over quite so much. And so, well, that's one thing we work at the rest of the week here.
Taking a look at the line for Micah Halst, 11 points, 10 rebounds, 1 assist, 8 block shots and 3 steals in 24 minutes of play. Kim Cruz, 11 points and 16 rebounds. Defensively, you did a pretty good job on the AIB guards. I know you talk about the fact that Ariel Hunter got those points in the second half, but there was a period of time in the second half, and I don't think you're aware of this, where no one else had a field goal other than her until about 90 seconds left to go in the ball game.
Yeah, they went to her a lot, and she scored a lot. But we did do a good job on the guards, I felt like. And, credit to our guard play. We did have some fouls in there. Kim and Abby Chapman dealt with some foul trouble. But, it's great to win. We reminded them any win you can get is a great win, and we'll build momentum. And we want to be able to win and defend our home court. So, in that respect, it was good. There's a lot to learn. There's a lot of improving to do. And, the last thing I told them was, we are just scratching the surface of how good we're going to be if we keep improving. So, that's a positive for us to look forward as we look forward to the season.
Peru State on Thursday, I would imagine a similar type team to AIB, at least when I think of them. I think probably in the same grouping as AIB, and then it's conference play on Thursday. On Saturday. Really everything is you're trying to ramp up to Saturday with Midland.
Right. We're looking at that Saturday game as a huge game for us to get the conference season off to a good start. Home game, so I know Peru State and Midland did actually play, and so that's something for us to watch, where we get to watch the two teams we play each other. It's a pretty nice advantage to have as we look forward to the weekend game against Midland, but also want to play well Thursday night.
Coach Steensma, I'll let you go. We'll see you Thursday, and thanks for stopping by.
Thank you very much, Mike.
That's Coach Craig Steensman. That's going to do it for our broadcast. Once again, our final score, Door College 66, AIB 52. For KDCR Sports, I'm Mike Biker. Good evening.